This, as you hopefully know, is Memorial Day weekend. It's a time designated for us to reflect on the service of our heroes of the military and honor those who died in battle as well as later in life. Throughout history, we've had many men and women step forward to do so much that when you think about that, is expressed with one relatively short word, serve. Now, you'll hopefully attend one of the many memorial services which will be taking place across the country today as well as tomorrow. My next guest is here to preview one of them. She is the executive director of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Vietnam Era Museum, Sarah Taggart. How are you today, Sarah?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
And to learn more about the memorial as well as the museum and the ways that you can support this work, and I don't think it's really limited to if or only if you're in New Jersey. I think it's an important job that this facility has taken on. You can learn more at njvvmf.org. And we do have it up on our homepage as well. Now, Sarah, you have your Memorial Day ceremony coming up on Monday the 30th. Give us a little preview of what the event is going to present.
Sure, of course. So our ceremony will start at 11 o'clock, and this year we are really honored to have our state's Adjutant General, Brigadier General Dr. Lisa Howe with us, as well as Governor Murphy and First Lady Murphy. And we also are really honored. We're giving away two scholarships to graduating high school seniors this year, and they'll be here reading the essays that won them those awards, as well as a really dynamic keynote speaker, a fourth grader from Barnegat, who's going to be talking about what military service in the country means to him, very much in honor of his grandfather and such a dynamic, bright light. So it'll be a lovely ceremony. We're going to have a wreath procession, all of the normal pieces you'd have, national anthem, things like that. But this ceremony is just extra special for us in the sense that the scholarships are a big part of it, just really connecting with the youth. And much like you said in your introduction, our mission extends past the state, and there's a legacy here. So having that piece of our ceremony really just illustrates that and brings that home.
We've often talked about here on the show that I've been blessed so many times to talk with the remnants of living history. One of the Tuskegee Airmen, for example, has been on the show, which that was one of the thrills of my life to be able to talk with someone like that. But that opportunity is becoming more and more rare for everybody. Not just someone with a platform, but just in day-to-day life. There's so much of that living history that's going to have to be committed to posterity or a facility like yours. How much of a priority, and what are some of the efforts that the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum are doing to preserve that history? Because we're up to the point now where an increasing number of these veterans are the next ones who are leaving us at a more rapid rate.
Sure, that's a really great question and a really important point. So I've been with the foundation for going on 12 years, and my entire tenure here, we have been focused on that. And the last 5 years, it's been a part of how we've redrafted our strategic plan and our vision for the future. It has had an impact on how we advocate and lobby for our work, but also who's in our boardroom. We're working very closely. We're really fortunate, Chris, to have our tours when we work with school groups, they're exclusively given right now by Vietnam veterans who lived and made this history. So we're working really closely with them to navigate how to do this transition in a graceful way, where we're making sure that their stories are still here. Those conversations can still be had in some form. But I can tell you it is a driving force in every conversation we have every day.
And the times have changed so much. I mean, there was a time, if you want to measure it in history, really not that long ago, if you brought up this era of our history, the Vietnam War, there'd be a lot of headbutting, confrontation, misunderstanding, a lot of talking, no listening. That certainly has changed. Probably, to be generous, I'd probably say the last 15 years might even be more narrow than that.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. I know when our museum opened in the late 1990s, there was a lot of, wouldn't call it controversy, but not an agreement on what stories should be told, what history should be taught. I have seen a huge shift in my tenure here. where even the veterans have become more comfortable with talking about transition and, you know, bringing in sides of this time period, which is a really challenging historical time, bringing those pieces into what we do. We've spent a lot more time talking about, you know, the protest side of the era. We've spent a lot more time talking about the way that the war and the protest side and the politics shaped our culture to many ways that impact the way we function today. It's incredibly relevant, and it's really a key part of our mission to have those conversations. We really strive on being a forum, a space where we can have that dialogue and that conversation. Yes, we want veterans and their families and their communities to feel incredibly welcome here. And we always remember that this institution was built from their passion and their openness and willingness to share their experiences. But we also recognize that, like much like you said very well, the sentiment and the emotional attachment to that history is shifting in a way where we can be a lot more inclusive. One another example I'll give you is we are spending a lot of time getting oral histories and items for our collection from the Vietnamese community on both sides, refugees and those who stayed. We really want to make sure that when these veterans on all sides of this are not able to tell these stories anymore, we have the tools, the artifacts, the stories to be able to do so.
Dr. Sarah Taggart, who is Executive Director of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Vietnam Era Museum. They have their Memorial Day ceremony coming up this Monday, the 30th, starting at 11 a.m. You can get more details, directions, information about their facilities at njvvmf.org, NJVV as in victory, MF.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Along with, you know, we think of museum as exhibits, but your museum is a living, breathing one, I think primarily through the area that's, I guess, that's called the circle of letters. That really brings,
sure,
no pun intended, that brings to life the history.
Sure, yeah, and one of the really remarkable things about our volunteer corps, we have probably a handful or so at this point that they're journals, their letters back home, and the ones they wrote in return, they're on display in that circle. So it becomes very personal. And Chris, I'm really glad you brought this up, because one of the things we strive to do in the way we interpret this piece of history and share it is making sure that it is about a human experience. Yes, dates and battles are important, but for us, we take sort of a social history approach where we really want to make it relevant and find a place where everyone can find a connection. And also, you know, with our wall of faces and our memorial wall here, though, we want to make sure that people know those are not just names etched into stone. They are people who served, who made a sacrifice, whose families and communities felt that. So we're very, very big on that.
I know the school's letting out, but there are various camps and summer programs. If one of those organizations wanted to have a group of kids come on down and absorb all that you offer as far as reality, facts, and history, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. We love that. And during the summer, we work with a lot of youth groups and scouting groups. But all they have to do is call our main office line and talk to our tour manager, or they can go on our website. We have an online form and a whole page dedicated to what those trips are like and resources they can use to prepare the students and the kids before they come.
One of the facts of history for you listening is that 1,562 New Jersey men and one woman did not come home from Vietnam. We need to recognize, too, Memorial Day shouldn't just be the, okay, start and finish, then we move on to other things. It should be a reminder that these are part of our nation as people, and as people who serve and sacrifice and need to be recognized, honored, and remembered each and every day in every way possible that we can, and that's part of the mission of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Vietnam Era Museum. Their Memorial Day ceremony will be this Monday the 30th, starting at 11 a.m. More information, njvvmf.org. We've been joined by their executive director, Sarah Taggart. Sarah, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for spotlighting us, and I hope to see many of your listeners on Monday.